As Shavuos, Chag Matan Torah is literally right around the corner. I just wanted to share a very quick idea in terms of our responsibility and our preparation and hachana for Kabbalah Torah. And the way to look and understand exactly what is our tafkid, how can we prepare for Kabbalah Torah, there is no better place to look than how Am Yisrael, when they received the Torah, how they themselves prepared for the Torah. And there's one pasuk in particular that I want to focus on, where the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu that here's a message that I want you to tell over to the Jewish people. V'atam shamoa tishmu'u b'koli u'shmartem es brisi v'yisem li l'skula mikol ha'amim, that if you listen to my mitzvos, you keep my covenant, then you'll become this treasure nation, ki li kol ha'aretz. V'atem tu yili mamlechas kohanim v'gar kadosh yili d'vrem asher t'daber el b'nei Yisrael. And you, by keeping my mitzvos, by accepting the Torah upon yourselves, you'll become a mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. You'll become this nation of kohanim, of kings and priests, and a holy nation. And many of the mafarshim give different explanations how to exactly understand what is the significance of being a mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. I want to focus on a beautiful insight by the Sfarno. The Sfarno explains, "Batem tiuli mamlechas kohanim, ubezet tiu segula mikolchem ki tiu mamlechas kohanim lahavin ulahoros lekol amin ha'anoshi likros kulam eshem Hashem." That the idea of being mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, says the Sfarno, is that we need to look and understand what the purpose and a function of a kohen is in general. A kohen serves as a shliach, a conduit between the nation and the Ribbono Shel Olam. We cannot, as Yisraelim, are not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash and perform the avoda that the kohanim can. So the kohanim, when they offer up our karbonos, they do it on our behalf. They are our shluchim didan, and they're also shluchim delayla. By the way, they are the bridge that connects us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. More than that, we need to look to the Kohanim, and they're supposed to be the spiritual leaders of the Jewish people. They're supposed to be the Rabbanim. They're supposed to be the people who we look up to for spiritual guidance. And therefore, this, according to the Sfarno, the idea of being a mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh is that we have a responsibility not just to ourselves, but to the rest of the world. Kabbalah HaTorah is not something which is solely inwardly focused on our own personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with our own personal relationship with Torah, and how we could forge forward and grow to become the best Ovdei Hashem that is possible, but it's also outwardly focused by us receiving the Torah and the instructions and the guidance which is necessary to forge our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to actualize the potential of becoming a mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh in order to teach the rest of the world how exactly one should forge a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how they themselves can maximize their potential. And that is embedded in Matan Torah. That is the understanding that we need to have if we're going to receive the Torah. And one more quick idea that the Or HaChaim points out on this pasuk, the idea of Atem Tiyulim HaMachas HaKohanim V'Gai Kadosh, when it says Atem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you, says the Or HaChaim, don't think I'm only referring to in the future we could become a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gai Kadosh. Sometime in Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba, when there's a separation between our souls and our bodies, but rather know right here, right now, in this world, we could become a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gai Kadosh. That we have the potential, every single one of us, in this world with all the problems and with all the difficulties and with all the distractions, nevertheless, if we prepare ourselves properly and we accept upon ourselves the Torah, b'shleimus, then we have the opportunity and the ability to become that Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gai Kadosh, forge a personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam that will not just only affect our own personal destiny, but as well as serve as a beacon of light, as an opportunity to instruct and inform the rest of the world exactly how they can fulfill their potential as well. I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shavuos, a wonderful Kabbalah HaTorah, and we all be zocha to hear good news very, very soon for the safety of all of Am Yisrael. And we should be zocha to a full Kabbalah HaTorah very, very soon. Have a wonderful Shavuos.